Hello and welcome to Kid Friendly Storytelling Podcast. Stories are light, light is precious in a dark world. This is Sonam Chodan, your podcaster. Today, I'm here with a story about the apple tree. There was once a huge apple tree that a little boy loved to play around. Every day, he would climb up the tree, sit on the branches, and look far beyond to enjoy the view. He would also pluck juicy apples and nibble at them while enjoying the company of the tree. Many a time, when he was tired playing, he would nap in the shade of his giant company. Time went by, the little boy grew up. He no longer went to apple tree and played there every day. But someday, once the boy visited tree, he saw that the tree was unhappy. The tree said to boy that, "Come play with me." The boy replied, "Oh no, I'm no more kid. That's child play and I'm no longer a child. I want to play with toys. However, I actually have no cash to get them," was the boy reply. While not hesitation, the tree recommended, "I don't have cash. However, if you pick my apples and sell in the market, you will be able to earn some money to buy your toys." The boy was pleased with the idea, so he picked apples and went happily to sell them. The tree yearned for the boy to return with the toys so that he could enjoy his company. But the boy never did, and the tree was very sad. Year passed and the boy has grown into a man. He returned to apple tree and the apple tree was delighted to see him. "So you have returned," the tree said to the man that, "Come and play with me. I'm currently a huge man and I need a house to feed my family," answered the kid. Again the apple tree recommended, "I'm sorry I don't have a house. In any case, off the chance that you cut my branches, you can make yourself a house for you and your family to live in." The man was satisfied with the thought. He chopped the branches off the tree and hurried away to build a house for his family. He didn't come back to the tree from that point onward, and the tree was by and by feeling forlorn and miserable. One hot summer day, the man returned to apple tree. He looked forlorn. The apple tree was elated to see him. "I have been lonely all this year," the apple tree said. "Come play with me." "Oh, I can't. I have been working very hard and I'm tired. I long to go to sailing out in the sea to relax. Unfortunately, I don't have boat," the man explained. Then the apple tree said, I'm sorry, but I don't have a boat. However, you will be able to use my tongue to form yourself a boat. It's absolutely a decent plant," and therefore the man cut the fruit tree trunk to form himself a boat. He went sailing and didn't return for a long time. Many years passed. The young man had grown old and so had the apple tree, and he returned to the apple tree. The old man remembered the tree and returned to the place where it stood. When the apple tree saw him, he said apologetically and in tears, "I'm sorry, but I don't have anything for you anymore. I have no more apples, no more branches, and not even my tree trunk. The only thing that I have that is left of me are my dying roots. I don't need anything now. I'm so tired all this year. All I need currently is a spot to rest," answered the old man. "Good, rest on my root then." Old tree root is an ideal place to lean and rest on. "Come and plunk down with me." The old man plunked down, leaning against underlying foundation of the old apple tree. The tree was very happy and smiled amidst its tear.
Thank you for listening and stay tuned for next episode.